Good morning, and we've been experiencing a lot of flooding and raining from Hurricane Laura, but we are continuing. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would continue to be with me as I go through this scripture today. It comes from the book of Timothy. I thank you for the revelations that came forth as I study this word. Be with me now, in Jesus' name, amen. So, I am reading from the book of Timothy, and it's a good word. And the Greek word that comes forth is meno, and it means abide, continue, endure. The scripture says, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Continue. So meno is a verb. It's an action word which tells us to continue, endure, to abide in spite of our encounters. It occurs 137 times in the Bible. Continue also means that we don't change our course or our personality to suit the group. Meno further admonishes us to live and await the expected glorifying victory. And we know that is what? The coming of Christ. So we have to stay the course. No matter what's going on, whether it's the environment that's trying to say stop, whether it's the groups that are around us, the community, the political situation, whatever the climate, we are to stay the course in spite of those who might say to us, change your mind, change your direction, don't go this way. But God is a God that does not change or who does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And I know you've heard that all your life. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we as followers of Christ, his son, we take on his personality and his beliefs. And as he's telling Timothy, stay the course, no matter what. Don't try to please everybody. There are people out there who will tell you that you're going the wrong direction because they want you to be like them, to join them, joiners, to be like-minded. But the Bible teaches us to be like-minded, like the mind of Christ. That is the persona we take on, not the group. And we have to be assured of what we are doing, because we know who has taught us what I'm talking about. He has told us. He has showed us the way. He's shown us the way. And it's a roadmap that we follow. It's a pathway that we follow. And the pathway is lighted in spite of the perceived darknesses. In spite of the aloneness that we may feel when we are going a certain way, when we're walking the path, we just can't change. God is saying that I'm standing with you. You're not standing alone. I'm holding you up. Sometimes you feel like you're falling, but keep on moving and put your foot down with force and stand up with strength. And when you need someone to witness, and there is no one to witness, look inside and say that I am not alone, because the Word is here with me, and Christ is here with me, and God is here with me. So I have to keep on doing what it is that He told me to do. And that's one of the things that I'm getting off course here. That's one of the things that Paul had to do. He had to say, even though folk are saying to me, I'm not one of the original apostles, I am who I am, and I won't change, because I know when I met my Savior, I was on the road to Damascus. I was then Saul. My name changed, and I changed into something better, and I will not go back. I'm going to stay my course, because God has called me to do this. And even if in your situation, people are saying to you, you weren't with us when, or you didn't come out of my church, or we didn't ordain you, you have to stay the course, because you know when you met Christ and you know what He told you to do. You know what He told you to do. And so you stay the course and believe that and know that you have the power of Almighty God behind you. And He is more powerful than any other force in this universe. You can be assured by this scripture to hold fast, to be present, to stay the same, and expect the glorifying victory. Amen. And I thank you. So abide, continue, and endure. Mino from 2 Timothy 3:14. O Father in heaven, we thank you for your precious words of encouragement. We thank you for telling us to abide with you. We're thankful that you said that we must continue. We must endure in spite of the obstacles which may come our way. We're assured that you're with us through the storm, the wind, and the rain, through the changing climates in our lives. We're just so thankful that you are encouraging us this morning. We are so grateful. We are so encouraged knowing that you are standing with us and you gird us up and you give us the victory. Amen.